get crazy.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Parties and parades around the country this weekend for St. Patrick's Day. The Chicago River will be turning green.
We got the dancers, we got the singers, we got the pipers. La Fela Padraig. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Chicago.
In Atlanta, prosecutor Nathan Wade resigned from Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's team as per a judge's ultimatum that allows Willis to stay on the election interference case she brought against former President Trump and 18 others. Defense attorneys are likely to appeal, citing the relationship between Wade and Willis. The start of Trump's hush money trial in New York delayed from March 25th in order to allow more time to review thousands of pages of potential evidence. United Airlines is taking a Boeing 737 out of service after a panel ripped off in flight. Missing panel was discovered on the 25-year-old 737-800 when it landed in Medford, Oregon after a flight from San Francisco. This is ABC News. The National Association of Realtors is not admitting wrongdoing, but is paying a $418 million settlement and changing its policies in order to settle lawsuits that claimed home buyers have been forced to pay artificially inflated agent commissions. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Typically, real estate brokers automatically charge about 6% commission on the price of a home sale. Now, under these new changes agreed to by the National Association of Realtors, those commission fees will be negotiated lower or eliminated altogether. So for a $400,000 home, that could theoretically save the seller as much as $24,000 in fees. It could also force more brokers to leave the industry. If this settlement is approved as expected by a federal judge, the changes will take effect mid-July.
And U.S. marriages are back to pre-pandemic levels. There were nearly 2.1 million in 2022. That was a 4% increase from the year prior. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's concern artificial intelligence could cause problems for the 2024 elections. Alex Gonzalez reports.
Shauna Broussard is a commissioner with the Federal Election Commission and contends disclosure efforts are an effective way to inform voters, but not infringe on First Amendment rights.
There's a big controversy that deals with First Amendment rights when you're dealing with speech, and particularly when dealing with political speech. But one thing that the courts have said that when it comes to disclosure, disclaimers are still okay.
Broussard says while a number of states have passed AI-related legislation, it should be regulated at the federal level. Digital watermarking and other alternatives have also been suggested, which Broussard says is a step in the right direction, but not sufficient to solve the problems AI is causing. Daryl West is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He says while AI has presented unique and new challenges and does support legislation, he argues holding bad actors accountable with existing laws could be part of the solution.
We need to enforce them. We need to start prosecuting the worst offenders.
The Brookings Institution has also published a list of best practices for state election officials to follow, which include facilitating dialogue with voters and the public around potential challenges of AI, training election staff to use AI tools appropriately, as well as testing for and mitigating potential AI dangers before launching AI tools and services. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Badgers
and the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin Badgers playing the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament today, Purdue. Wisconsin played them last Sunday, losing by 8. What makes the Badgers think that they're ready this time? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think getting healthy was a big piece of it. And I mean, the stars have been in different parts of our team throughout the year. You know, Chucky had big games. Max has had big games. AJ has one today. John had one yesterday. But I've always felt the real strength of this, the ace of this team, has been their depth. That spark comes from specifically Cam and John.
In the Big East tournament, Marquette with another win, this time over Providence, 79-68. The Golden Eagles tip off tonight at Madison Square Garden against UConn. NFL, the Packers introduced their new running back, Josh Jacobs, after leaving the Raiders.
Ultimately, it came down to what I seen and what I felt like I believed in this team, the history of this organization, and feeling like I'm wanted by an organization. That's really what it came down to.
That's running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some flurries or light snow showers today, otherwise cloudy skies and breezy with a high around 36. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, slight chance of snow, low of 17. For Sunday, slight chance of snow, still breezy. We'll see a high near 27.
It's 43 at our studios.
Broadcasting from the Eau Claire Outdoor Studios. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Yes, it is, Amanda. We got a lot to get to. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brett Amundson. That's Dan Amundson over there. And David Eckhart, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Yo. Mille Lacs has been a big topic, and it's going to continue to be a big topic. In fact, I think it's going to get even bigger. I like how, Dan, you posted it on sportingjournalradio.com, the new regs for this summer, and then shared it on social media, and then just put in a comment right away that I'm just going to grab the popcorn for this one.
Well, people are going to be, okay, I guess I can't switch to my camera right
now. Not happy.
Not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell you why they won't be happy. That's David. We'll tell you why they won't be happy coming up in a little bit as the DNR has announced new regs for Mille Lacs this summer. We will also recap the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic. What were some of the cool things that I saw there? I'll tell you coming up. We've got a Rainy River update for you. We're announcing our third annual SGR 500 tournament. We'll tell you about that too. And we got some other stuff to get to. But first, Dan, who are the sponsors this week on the show?
Invergrove Toyota, the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever, is Invergrove Toyota. When looking for your new rig, head to Invergrove Toyota, Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish out of a snowboard or get ready for a summer trip on Devil's Lake. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. OnX Hunt, landowner information, public land access, and much, much more. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Prairie Sportsman, new episodes return this Sunday. But you can watch other episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Lake of the Woods Tourism. The Rainy River is open and Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this winter, spring, or summer at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. The Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation annual banquet fundraiser is March 15th and 16th at the Minneapolis Marriott southwest of Minnetonka. Learn more at midwestwildsheep.com.
I do have to tell you, Dan, my wife and I were watching
last
week's show, and Lindsay said, wow, Dan has just really been killing it with reading off the sponsors.
That's such good editing on my part.
So,
Did you tell her the truth of how I don't do it that well?
Well, I'm pretty sure you called it a snow bore. Fish out of a snowboard.
I was like, really hoping no one was going to catch that.
I was like, is that a different model than the Snow Bear? Is that a competitor?
I got an exclusive from Adam.
And I don't want to seem like we're piling on you, Dan, because that was a compliment, actually, that you did do a good job. But David and I think we need to teach you how to use an airplane pillow.
Okay. Yes. Really? You think so?
I think so.
No, I had these documents, these websites, my research all pulled up.
So Dan went to Washington, D.C. last week, which I regardless of how you feel about politics and our current administration, all that good stuff, how cool is that to go see the nation's capital, see Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial and all of those cool places? And probably the National Archives, Dan, you thought was the coolest place of that trip?
So much of that was cool. I know, so people tune into this show to listen to his blab about hunting and fishing, but this was like the first non-hunting or fishing trip I've taken in a very long time. And you decide to put me in a city for like 5 days, it's kind of weird, but it was way cool.
You know, we got to walk through the White House. We got to walk through the Capitol. We saw, you know, regardless of what you think of the president, which most of you can probably guess the way I lean, we saw the motorcade of him going from the White House to the Capitol for the State of the Union address. And we saw him leave to go to Philadelphia in the helicopter, Marine One, I think they call it. Both way cool. Like, again, don't care what you think of the guy. Way cool to see that stuff happening. The history we got to see was way cool. We saw the Declaration of Independence. Nicolas Cage returned it. the Magna Carta, you know, a document from the 1200s. To see that, like, with your own eyes, that's the legit one, is way cool. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that's all in the National Archives. We even saw some old duck hunting history in one of the restaurants. A bunch of old decoys and some guns and stuff. Way cool. I think that's a place that every American should go. If you want to take a day or take a trip that's not hunting or fishing with the family, especially if you have kids that are older, like high school or up, I think if they can really understand the history of what they're seeing, it's a way cool trip. And the Potomac River flows through there, so you can do some fishing. I think a Washington, D.C. fishing license is like $10.
Hmm.
So you can catch fish out there, too.
It's $10, but if you catch a fish, they tax you on it.
They tax. Well, yeah, and then you can't vote. But.
So show us how you were wearing your airplane pillow, Dan.
Hang on. I got to grab it. Like this. Because this is how you do it. This way.
It's all black. It all blends in.
Yeah. Like this. I'm telling you. Because then if you're sleeping on the plane, your head goes like this. Now you don't have a sore neck. But, you know, you see everyone.
It honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You see everyone walking through the airport like this. Yeah. But what happens when you sit down in the airplane seat and you lean back? Those are like... You're like this. It gets all bound up. So
I think that might have to be my next tree stand accessory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or live scope.
When you fall asleep, in the tree stand and you wake up and your neck hurts. And
you know, honestly, I want to make fun of you for it, Dan, but I bought one of those years back when I was doing some traveling. And I
see?
And
the article is literally called "We've All Been Wearing Travel Pillows."
Yeah, I didn't like it. I stopped using it. I think I threw it away, actually. But when we were talking about this before the show, I was Googling it, and I saw some of the new ones actually wrap all the way around now. So you have that. Kind of that, you could do that, and you're not.
Yeah, this one buttons up in my the back there. So
oh, yeah,
or like some would say in the front.
Like this.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that's the front, wrong. You're wrong.
Wrong.
Probably made in China.
Well, we're gonna stay with the Capitol theme. Only we'll go to the state capitol later in the show with Joe Henry. He's down there. We'll find out why he's at the Minnesota State Capitol. Plus, get a Rainy River accesses report from him coming up later in the show. And Rainy River, we got the SGR 500 coming back this year, April 9th and 10th. It's a walleye and sturgeon two-day fish donkey contest, catch and release fish donkey contest. Although, as we'll talk to Joe about, the lake might be open, and you can still keep fish that time of year on the lake. You just can't. Well, we'll figure out how that works. If you catch fish and keep them, if you're coming back on the rainy, you got to do some things. So we'll get to the bottom of that coming up later in the show. So the SGR 500, the third annual at Riverbend Resort on the Rainy River. Find out more details at sportingjournalradio.com. And I want to talk about Mille Lacs here in just a little bit. But before we get to that, I had a really good time at the Deer and Turkey Classic. We're going to hear from some of the people that I interviewed while we're there, including Melissa Bachman, Pat Nicole Reeve, Jamie Rockney, the Chick of the Woods, and some more people coming up. In fact, Jen Pudence and I walked around. She's from Adventurous Magazine. She'd never been to that show before. So I took her on a tour. We brought the cameras, and you'll be able to watch some of that. In fact, you can watch the full video right now at the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. So go there and check it out. We'll also have videos to watch. We watched a video that we will break down and talk about coming up a little bit later with Jay Siemens and the future of fishing. What is he talking about? It's some new technology, good or bad? We'll discuss it a little bit later. But I think this Deer Classic, Dan, if you want to play, like, obviously one of the highlights is the trophy wall, because the bucks that you can see there at this show every year are so cool. The drumstick book, Minnesota State record, typical book? For archery.
Did you say book?
The drumstick.
Is that a new model?
Buck. Mm. That's a little, it's probably the same as
nice try.
Anyway, some pretty cool stuff there. Melissa Bachman, of course, she's always, when you walk right in, you can see her at the Wildlife Research Center booth. People stop up and get some autographs and take pictures, and you get to talk to Melissa a little bit while you were there. Also, there's a new state record non-typical whitetail that was found as a deadhead. Look at this buck right here down in southeast Minnesota. We were able to see that up close. And right next to that was actually the brother-sister duo who shot elk in Minnesota. It's Gary Przekwas and his sister, Shar Peterson. Gary's is the new number one non-typical 10 by 11. When he scored it before it got mounted, it scored her like 413 and something. And then somehow he said after the taxidermist got it, the rack like folded in or something. He lost 6 inches somewhere along the way.
Things tend to do that when they get in the live well after a bit.
A little bit of shrinkage. Yeah. Still, it's officially scores around 406. I guess it's the new number one non-typical elk in Minnesota. Just an absolute giant. And then she shot a 7x7. It's like a 367 or something. And still just a big, big elk. But when you see them side by side, man, that other one is crazy.
Speaking of side-by-sides.
Yeah, so you guys tell me, do you guys think this is alligator or snake skin for these seats right here? We were trying to figure out. We just stopped by. That's Jen there taking a look at it. We just stopped by, and we're like, I thought it was snake skin at first. She's like, oh, it kind of looks like alligator.
I can't say that I'm an expert in reptile skins.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably alligator.
But, I mean,
Snake skin wouldn't make a good seat.
Why not?
It's flaky.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, the scales are flaky.
Right,
look at snakeskin boots. They're, you can see each individual scale.
So I don't think I've ever looked at snakeskin boots, to be honest with you.
I need to get
some.
Not
that cool.
Wow. At least I wear my neck pillow, right?
Well, if you think you know what it is, or maybe you do know what it is, or if you have a guess, comment below here on our YouTube channel, please. Also, I think one of the coolest things I saw, we were in the Wild Trails Kids Zone, and Broden Studios had a booth there. Actually, it's called Bronze Bucks. And they, like, say you're running. David, are you running out of wall space at your house for mounts?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So if you shoot a buck and you want some sort of replica or memento of some sort, they will 3D scan your rack and then either do a miniature mount. They'll do a buck, like the small bronze buck, and then they'll actually replicate your rack on top of that little buck, and you can put it on your desk, on a shelf, wherever. Or they'll actually take like side of your rack, like a shed, and make it in a 25-pound bronze replica.
Holy smokes.
I don't know if you got that video there or not, Dan. But Broden Studios, they make military, fire, and police statues. They're out of Kimball, Minnesota, actually. And they just, in the last year or so, they started getting into the outdoor side of things and making these bronze replicas. It was crazy. Like, we went over and picked up one of the racks and was like, ooh. Like, oh, how much does that weigh? 25 pounds. Holy smokes. So
you can lift that much or what?
No, I'm very weak. You can see the full interview or hear the full interview coming up later in the show with Sam Ellinger from Broden Studios or Bronze Bucks, or see images of it now on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel on the walkthrough of the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic. All right, we got to take a quick break. Before we do that, though, we got to let you know a new episode of Prairie Sportsman is back this Sunday night on Pioneer PBS or the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Dan, it's a Dick Hiley Bass Classic. What a cool event that was. I thought you were going to say something there. They raised over $1 million for the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Check it out this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
It doesn't get much better than fresh perch and fresh walleye. If you're looking for an exciting winter fishing destination, come to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort is on the ice with a fleet of snow bears, keeping you mobile and warm so you can stay on the roaming schools of fish. Hay Bale Heights on the east end of Devil's Lake has knowledgeable guides, comfortable cabins, and their own lake access, making your trip as successful and stress-free as possible. To book your trip, go to haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Brett Amundson, along with Dan Amundson and David Eckhart here on Sporting Journal Radio. David, you were telling us before the show that there's some new Kid Rock rodeo or something, and it features a local kid?
Yeah. So it's the Kid Rock Rockin' Rodeo on May 17th in Arlington, Texas. It's in conjunction with the PBR World Championship that's on the 18th and 19th at AT&T Stadium. He's doing a 5-team head-to-head competition for the winning team gets $1 million. And Tanner Oz, Granite Falls local, went to high school with him, is part of one of the teams.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's like 10 people total in this?
16 people per team. On five teams.
Oh,
there was 8 800 people applied to be on the teams, and he got into one of the teams. So
what, he was drafted or something?
Yeah,
he?
So they, drafted I think him? They did a team draft, and so yeah, he got drafted onto one of the teams for the $1 million competition.
That's wild. So 16 people on a team and five teams. So yep. 80 people, there's going to be 80 riders.
Yep.
Okay.
In seven different events.
Oh, okay. So what does Tanner do then?
He does bareback. So there's two bareback riders per team. And yeah, it'll be pretty interesting. It's a pretty cool opportunity.
Yeah, you graduated with him.
Yep.
From Granite. Did, was he doing rodeo stuff back in high school when he was growing up?
Yep. Yeah, he did high school.
Life, obviously.
Yeah, high school rodeo, and just carried on through college and into the NFR. And
did you, looking back on it, watching him do that, did you think he'd take it this far?
I think so. He kind of always had that goal, and he's living it.
Was he doing horse stuff too, or always riding bulls, or what was he doing?
Little bit. He bull. Rides horse, the bareback horse.
Oh, that's horse riding. Yep. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, all right. I thought it was all right. I had no idea what we were talking about.
Big rodeo guy.
That was I thought you were talking about bull riding. Okay, so bareback. So what's he doing? What is that? What, he's just going to get on a horse and try to stay on that for 8 seconds too? Yep. Or what? And they're going to try to buck him off? Gotcha. Yep. All right. What? I mean, real men ride bulls though, right?
I mean, I don't know. Bareback is pretty hard.
Just kidding. No, that's way cool, man. And so that's brand new. Hey, Kid Rock doing a rodeo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Can I just clarify, in no part of anything you described, did you say it was horses versus bulls? It's just...
Well, it's a whole rodeo event, so it's...
So there's bull riding as part
there's
of
There's also bull riding.
All right, I'm just defending myself just a little bit.
Bareback, saddle bronc, barrow racing, team roping.
Do they put saddles on bulls ever, Brett?
I don't know.
So why would it be a separate category?
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't ride bulls. Do I look like someone that rides bulls?
Do I look like someone that rides bulls? I'm wearing a neck pillow during the radio show. My gosh. But I knew. Oh, man. I knew.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Sorry. I got to call you out when you deserve it.
Anyway.
You're wrong about neck pillows and you're wrong about rodeo.
Wrong. You lose. No, that's way cool, man. Well, wish him luck if you talk to him. Otherwise, yeah. Tanner, good luck if you're watching this. That's really cool. All right. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Joe Henry, get a Rainy River update. We'll also talk to some of the people like Melissa Bachman and Pat Nicole Reeve from Driven TV. We interviewed them at the Deer Classic. We'll have them later in the show. I also want to talk a little bit about the future of fishing in the Jay Siemens video that he put out here recently. But first, I got to tell you about something happening this weekend in the Twin Cities. The Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation, the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, their annual fundraiser and banquet is coming up this weekend, March 15th and 16th at the Minneapolis Marriott in Minnetonka. They have all kinds of stuff there. This is a really cool event, and they auction off. This is some big money stuff too, which is great because it's going to put more sheep on the mountain. It's going towards habitat and wildlife conservation. They are going to auction off the big three, the South Dakota, North Dakota, and Wyoming bighorn sheep license. And those things, it's amazing just to watch these when they do like live auctions for these things because the money just keeps going and going. And
better hope you don't get an itch on your nose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The first year I was there, I think the South Dakota one went to auction. It was like $96,000 or something.
That's crazy.
Also, Austin Atkinson and Robert Hanneman from The Hunt and Fool will be there. And then they're gonna have two statewide youth turkey tags in South Dakota that they're going to be giving away. So find out more at MidwestWildSheep.com, the Wild Sheep Foundation annual fundraiser and banquet, March 15 and 16, Minneapolis Marriott in Minnetonka. Videos that you should watch. We all watch this one, right, David?
Yep.
You had one job, one homework assignment.
Yeah, I saw some clips from it.
How crazy is this? I saw somebody else post about these glasses that you could watch your live scope on. I don't remember where I saw it first, and then all of a sudden Jake did a video. So you went out and bought some glasses. And not only will these glasses, so they look like sunglasses, and then you plug them into your phone, and then you pair your phone through the Active Captain app to your Garmin live scope. And basically, it's like screen mirroring your live scope through your phone, which then sends a signal to your sunglasses. So you can see through the image. So when you're looking around the lake or wherever you're at, you can see through your live scope image. But then you can also,
watch your live scope without sitting down looking at your electronics. So all those people that are complaining about the bass or the tournament anglers just staring down at electronics the whole time, now they're just going to be staring off into space because they can see their live scope in their sunglasses. But then he also put on YouTube, and he was watching YouTube on those glasses as well while he was fishing, which I thought was pretty wild. Dan, what do you think? Is this gonna take off in the fishing world, or are people gonna get mad about this technology too?
Well, thing of it is, so I gotta get serious here. I can't wear this.
He's gotta take the neck.
Yeah, let's get serious. So, I watched that and I thought, okay, is this really gonna be beneficial? Like, yeah, you're not gonna have a sore neck. Now, granted, if you wore a neck pillow the right way, you wouldn't have a sore neck either. But the one cool part that I actually saw a benefit to, A, you're not going to stare down at it, but is when he went and drilled a hole, you know, he saw the school of fish 50 feet out or whatever, and he could leave his live scope where it is, and he could walk 50 feet, drill the hole, and he could see right then and there when he drilled the hole if he punched through where he needed to be without having to have someone back at the live scope or the forward-facing sonar saying, yep, you missed, you got it, or you're 5 feet off. So that was really cool. Now, open water... Right now, I'm sure this technology will progress, but I can't see it being a huge benefit to open water because, right, if I'm looking left, I'm looking right, it still doesn't change where my live scope is looking. So no matter what, I'm still going to have to look down at where my pole is pointed, where my trolling motor is pointed, however I have that transducer oriented. So I can't see it. Honestly, I think I would get more confused if I'm looking over here to my right and I'm looking through my glasses, but my live scope's pointed left, and I see a fish on the live scope, it's going to, might actually add more confusion to myself. So I don't see it being there yet. I'll probably get there. There'll probably be some way where they get it, where when you turn your head, you can
turn the transducer,
the trolling motor or something. I mean, heck, there's technology where if you just point the trolling motor remote one way, it'll turn that way. So that's probably coming.
Jay actually said that in the video too. He said, yeah. Hey, Garmin, here's something to work on.
I'm sure it's coming. Mm-hmm. But to people that are mad about it, would you be mad about casting the flasher to glasses? I mean, you know, if I could cast my Vexilar to my sunglasses, are you going to be upset about that? There's not really the benefit there. So it's not changing the effectiveness of live scope a whole ton. It's kind of just making a few things a little more convenient if you want to shell the money out for it.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I lose sunglasses, I'm not kidding. but the funniest part, I don't know if any of you guys read through the comments of the video. I thought there'd be more controversy on it. There really wasn't, but there's a couple that just made me laugh. The amount of Ray Charles comments there are.
Well, he did look blind, and it was funny. Like, he'd start fishing, and all of a sudden, you'd just see Jay, like, looking up into the sky, and he'd be like... Like, he was not looking anywhere near his rod or his electronics, like, or the lake for that matter.
They said it was like watching Ray Charles ice fish.
That's a really good side-by-side.
That is pretty good. Did you make that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. That's perfect. Well, it's really cool. Check it out on the Jay Siemens YouTube channel. Hey, new regs came out. We have to talk about this real quick. 2024 Open Water Regs for Mille Lacs and Red. You can read all of this at sportingjournalradio.com. But Mille Lacs walleye fishing will be catch and release during the spring and early summer of 2024. I don't remember what it was last year, but I can't believe
it's probably just one fish.
I cannot believe that it's going to be catch and release. People are going to flip. If you've seen, like, the Linders have been talking about this. Brett McComas went off about this recently.
Follow the science.
The health of Mille Lacs right now, the walleye seem very, very healthy, and it's going to be catch and release. And then the potential to harvest a walleye between 21 and 23 or longer than 28 coming up in August. So you may not be able to keep a fish on Mille Lacs until August 16th.
And that's not even early summer. That's like most of the summer.
That's insane. Also, Red Lake, it'll be a 3 walleye limit until June, I believe, and it goes to 4. Find all the regs, the new regs, at sportingjournalradio.com. And if you're looking for a new truck, check out our official truck sponsor, Invergrove Toyota. They've got some new interest rates on 2024 Tundras. New finance programs from Toyota Financial got released recently. 2.25% for 48 months on Tundras. That's That's insane. Or 4.25 for 60 months. These will be in effect through April 1st. Go there to Invergrove Toyota or go to invergrovetoyota.com/FHF for Fish Hunt Forever. And we'll save a couple $100 on a new Tundra for you as well. Check it out. You can find out more information at fishhuntforever.com.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand. The number one hunting GPS app just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Thanks, Spring. Hop on over to Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Indulge in exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy nightly specials Wednesday through Saturday featuring delights like Shrimpalooza, Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, and Saturday Savory Prime Rib. Don't miss our Easter buffet. Reserve your table now at 715-762-4447. We'll be closed March 11th through March 21st for spring cleaning. Northwood Supper Club, where every meal is a memory. Just look for the big deer.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore You, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some flurries or light snow showers today, otherwise cloudy skies and breezy with a high around 36. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, slight chance of snow, low of 17. For Sunday, slight chance of snow, still breezy. We'll see a high near 27.
It's 43 at our studios.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Man, Dan was in the nation's capital last week, and now Joe Henry is in the state, down at the state capital. Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. What's going on, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Danny, a.k.a. Freddie Mercury, Freddie, you know, he was down at the nation's capital. Now, I'm just trying to hang at the state capital. Big difference there, but, you know, that's the difference between a sharp-looking dude like Danny and tourism director from Lake of the Woods, you know.
They don't let anyone in there.
No, they really don't. You weren't drinking Bud Light when you were out down there, were you?
Well, our options were a little limited, but we found our way. Yeah.
So, you know, today we're down to the state capitol. It's Hospitality Minnesota's day at the capitol. So, you know, as much as I'd rather have fishing gear on and be fishing up on the Rainy River right now, you know, once in a while to get things done in the outdoors, you have to put on a suit and tie and head down to the capitol. And I had a chance to have some nice conversations with some senators and representatives already today. Had a chance to meet with Bob Meyer, of Assistant Commissioner of the DNR. And we're trying to get some things done on behalf of not only Lake of the Woods, but also the state of Minnesota. And, you know, everything from keep it clean to advocating for small businesses who had a tough winter, trying to fight for perhaps some funding from the state for small businesses who suffered because of both lack of snow and because of warm temperatures and not having the business that we normally would this winter. And just and other things too, but really advocating for our destinations and for the outdoors in our state.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in the state that rely on winter weather because it's Minnesota and it's been winter in Minnesota for, you know, it's normally Minnesota has pretty consistent winters for a long, long time. So if you're a snowmobile dealer or an ice fishing destination, when you have that warm weather, it really cuts into your business, doesn't it?
Oh, I tell you what. And, you know, it does. It cuts into our business. I can tell you up at Lake of the Woods, you know, we had ice this winter, a good part of the winter. But, you know, we still got out later than normal. We didn't get our sleeper fish houses out as much as we would like to. Certainly, the ice road conditions weren't as good as thick as they normally were. And that deterred some people from coming up. So, yeah, you know, certainly our area suffered with that. We're one area of many. I mean, the whole state, heck, the whole ice belt suffered this year. So, you know, we're doing what we can do for Minnesota and for the small business community of Minnesota. And it's outdoor recreation in Minnesota in the winter is a big deal. And
yeah, absolutely. Well, and you mentioned Keep It Clean, and we're happy to announce that we're going to donate to Keep It Clean again this year at the SGR 500, the third annual, coming up April 9th and 10th on the Rainy River, based out of Riverbend Resort. It's a two-day fish donkey tournament, catch and release, walleyes, and sturgeon, and then one other one, which usually ends up being a sucker, although maybe some burbot this year in the tournament.
Could be a big pike. We've got burbot and bass here, that's for sure.
Pike, absolutely. And I know people catch crappies on there. Would crappies, I don't even think of crappies on the Rainy River, but they're obviously in there. Is that something, is the season open on crappies up there when we're up there?
It is, yep. Season's open year-round on panfish, just like sure. It is the rest of the state. But, you know, there's actually a lot of crappies on the Rainy River. I shot a TV show with Larry Smith last year, and we were fishing multi-species on the river, and we got a lot of big crappies on the river. And I know of many anglers who actually are pursuing crappies on the river now, and it's kind of one of those fish that just increased some population most recently. But you know that what a nice gesture, Brett, of you guys donating to Keep It Clean. Now this is the third year that you've done it, and I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a nice gesture. And I'll tell you if you want to fish in a really casual tournament, a two-day tournament, fish donkey, you just use your phone, you let the fish go, it's all catch and release, and it's the camaraderie amongst the people going there. Of course, the whole Sporting Journal Radio crew, I'll be there. You know, you got Paul Brenny Johnson and a lot of other people just from the industry, but really a nice, nice group. And yeah, we're competitive, but it's also extremely friendly.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a tournament that's fun, with a chance to win some cool prizes, a little bit of cash, but not so big that somebody wants to cheat. Because once there's any sort of allegations of cheating, it makes it so hard to conduct a tournament like that. And I know a lot of people that do it are just getting out of running tournaments because of that. So I just want it to be a fun, relaxed tournament, have a good party on the Rainy River there, and you know, get some good fishing in on the Rainy.
Well, and I'll tell you, what a nice segue, because just yesterday, Cooch County was down with their backhoe down to the Nelson Park boat ramp, which is approximately 30 miles east of Bidette, and they got the remaining shoreline ice out of there. So that boat ramp's wide open for big boats dropping in there off of a trailer. So it's game on the Rainy River. Heck, the Frontier access, the backhoe is down there working on that ice. Frontier is just a little ways downstream from Birchdale, but you know, that's probably going to be open today, if not in the next day or so. But now you're going to have two accesses open, which divides the traffic going into the Rainy River. And then once you get on the Rainy River, you know, there's quite a bit of open water heading downstream, even though there's shoreline ice yet. But it's game on. I've already seen a lot of big pictures of big walleyes coming out and numbers of walleyes. So I don't have an exact line on the bite, but I've seen a lot of Facebook posts of nice walleyes on the Rainy River so far. Maybe you have too.
Yeah, you know, in the last couple of years, we've watched that so closely. Like, gosh, I hope all the accesses are open for the tournament, you know. And this year, it doesn't look like we're going to have to worry about that at all. In fact, the rules state that you can fish anywhere on the Rainy River from Franz-Jevny to Lake of the Woods out on the main lake if you access it from the Rainy River. You can't fish in any of the tributaries. You can't fish in any of the Canadian waters. But if the lake is open or part of the lake is open, you can go out through the gap and fish out there. But the limits are a little different out there, Joe.
Well, they are. And that, this is kind of interesting. So normally in the spring, you know, our walleye and sauger season is open through April 14th. So normally we have open water in the Rainy River, but you can't get to the lake. It's iced over through Four Mile Bay, and you can't get out there by April 14th. This year, however, we believe that it's possible that we could get out. There could be open water going into the lake. Now, the way the rules state, it's catch and release only for walleyes and saugers during the spring season from March 1st through April 14th. Catch and release only from Four Mile Bay all the way up the Rainy River. Now, if you get past Four Mile Bay, which means you're in Lake of the Woods, if there's open water, you could be taking your boat out there and catching your normal limit of walleyes and saugers. And for those that don't know, it's a combined limit of six fish. Up to four of the six can be walleyes. And of course, then there's that slot limit, 19 and a half to 28 inches. You got to put those walleyes back, and you can keep one trophy over 28. But, you know, if that happens, that means that people can be slide over to the lake and keep in their walleyes. If it doesn't happen, if you fish the bay or the river, that's all catch and release, which, and that's not a bad thing because, you know, you got a real good shot at catching your personal best walleye during the spring season.
Yeah, so that makes, you know, that throws another wrinkle in the tournament because a tournament is catch and release. So if you are keeping any of your fish, you're not going to be able to enter them in the tournament. But then if you catch fish and you have to come back into the Rainy River, how does that work? You have to prove that you caught them out in the lake?
Well, yeah, there's got to be the onus that you were out fishing the lake. And, you know, it's got to be tough on the conservation officers because,
yeah,
you know, people could have legitimately caught them and then they boated back through. The kicker is when you boat back through, you have to go right to a port. You cannot stop and start fishing on the bay or the river.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I know that there'll be some conservation officers out there. And every year we're out there, we see them out there when we're fishing. So they're out there doing their job, which we like to see. I absolutely cannot wait to get up there and fish. Joe, I know Dan's, I think he would leave right now during the show to drive up there.
David, you ready?
Yeah, you got that boat ready?
Had it out. I could hook up and go right now. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we're going.
All right, see you guys. Man,
but now, Danny, here's the thing. Now, when you get up there, don't be too freaked out because you're still going to see ice anglers. On the other side of the lake, out on the lake right now, we still got pretty good ice conditions, and it's going to be cold this next week. So we still have resorts that are ice fishing. We have some of our resorts that are planning to have their houses out to the, you know, probably till the 1st of April. And so every area is a little different. The thing I always say is work through an outfitter or a resort for, you know, your ice road conditions wherever they're traveling, and they'll give you the lowdown on it. But yeah, we still got full ice fishing going on. Man, the number of walleyes being caught and the number of big pike right now. I turn on social media, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Paul Johnson sent a message, or I think he posted on Instagram the other day, to grab your boat and throw the tip ups in. Come on up.
Yeah, it's about it too. It's confusing. You go to a gas station and you have somebody with a wheelhouse, somebody with a fish house, and they got somebody with a boat.
Yeah.
And I'd feel more comfortable if I was in a boat going on the river, knowing what I'm going to do, you know, rather than going ice fishing and looking at a boat. But you got to understand it happens every year this time of year.
I'm excited for it. All right, Joe, people want to make some plans to get up to the Rainy or maybe some late season, you know, ice fishing or start planning a summer trip. What should they do?
I should tell you, Brett, that Minnesota Fishing Open on May 11th is going to be killer along that south shore and up at the angle. But you know what? Hey, check out our website. And that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Electronic posting for North Dakota is now open. Hi, this is biologist Doug Lear with your weekly North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. Landowners interested in posting private land electronically for the 2024-25 hunting season can log on to My Account on the Game and Fish Department website. That's at gf.nd.gov. The deadline for landowners to digitally post lands is July 1st, which enables Game and Fish to produce print material and digital content prior to hunting seasons that begin in August. Landowners who enrolled land electronically last year can renew, add, or modify posting designations during the open enrollment period. Others posting for the first time might need to create a profile. To post land, proceed to the Land Parcels Electronic Posting section at the bottom of the page and click Search Renew Land Parcels. The electronic posting system is linked to land descriptions based on county tax parcel information. The Game and Fish website has complete instructions for landowners, along with frequently asked questions for both landowners and hunters. A reminder, physical posting does remain legal. Electronic posting is an option, but it is not the only way to post land close to hunting. Again, physical posting does remain an option for landowners. That is this week's North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. I'm biologist Doug Lear.
Lake of the Woods, the walleye capital of the world, is calling out to you. From the northwest angle to the south shore and Rainy River, this is the Midwest's number one ice fishing destination. Walleye, sauger, perch, northern pike, and eelpout. The fishing on Lake of the Woods is like a world of its own. Experience the most amazing fishing through one of the many full-service resorts featuring heated fish houses, ice transportation, meal plans, and sleeper fish house options. For more information, go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies and breezy with a high around 36. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, slight chance of snow, low of 17. For Sunday, slight chance of snow, still breezy. We'll see a high near 27.
It's 43 at our studios.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're at the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic here at Canterbury Park in Shakopee. If you can't wait to get back into the woods, this event is for you. Let's go inside and check it out. Now we're at the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association booth with Jared Mazurek, the executive director. How's it going?
It's good. It's been a great turnout so far. We've had a lot of people come through, sold quite a few memberships, got some new people involved in conservation in the state of Minnesota. And had some really good conversations about the legislative initiatives that we're working on.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. I'm sure you've had no shortage of conversations about deer and wolves and all that, yep. But let's address the elephant in the room. Let's talk about deer hunting in northern Minnesota and wolves. What is MDHA? What's the stance? What are you doing about it?
Yeah, well, I have a piece in Outdoor News right now that's being distributed at this show that really talks about all the different factors contributing to our declining deer herd in the northern part of the state. Those factors are anything from habitat loss to predation. We've got a lot of predators, namely wolves right now are the only one that we can't actively manage. And so MDHA is very involved in combating all of those different factors. Right now we're working with a couple representatives and senators to try to get a mandate for a wolf hunt passed in the state of Minnesota. We do a lot of habitat conservation and restoration work. To date, we've restored over 80,000 acres of public land in the state of Minnesota, and more and more every day. So we're really trying to do everything we can to help our deer herd to revitalize in the northern part of the state. And we'd love to have you join us in that mission.
Yeah, if someone were to ask you right now, why should I join MDHA, what are you going to tell them?
Yeah, the biggest thing I would say is it gives you a voice. MDHA DHA, we don't do anything at the Capitol or anything that has to do with the legislation or policy initiative without hearing from our members. You know, every stance we take is a vote that our members have taken. So I don't go to the Capitol and say, here's what Jared Mazurek with MDHA wants to see. It's here's what our 20,000 members around the state want to see. So becoming a member, that gives you a voice in that process, and it allows you to shift our policies and our stances and the future of conservation for Minnesota.
All right. Anything else on the horizon that you want to talk about at all or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to recruit more members to help us with the conservation work, but also really trying to get involved with the next generation of hunters in the state. So we have our four corn camps coming up this summer. That's for youth ages 11 through 17. To get their firearm safety, learn everything they need to know to be effective and safe hunters. So definitely check out our four corn camps if that's something that you or your kids might be interested in.
All right, where can we find out more about you?
Yeah, so mndeerhunters.com is our website. All the information's on there, my contact information as well. So please reach out with any questions.
All right, Jared, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Jennifer Putins is with us right now, and we're at the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association booth, and you've been working with these guys for a little bit.
Yes, so we're actually giving free copies of Adventurous Magazine, which is the only women's hunting and fishing magazine, and we're partnering up for pro-wolf management efforts.
Very nice. So what have you learned about the wolf management efforts as you've done this issue?
Yeah, it's been a lot to learn. So this gal actually lives in Idaho, and so we're comparing, you know, Idaho history and facts with what's happening in Minnesota and Colorado, and it's been wonderful to partner with these guys and learn more about the differences of why we are federally protected, whereas Idaho is one of the few states that you can hunt them. So there's just been a lot to learn, and really been great to compare what's happening across the nation.
Tell me about your magazine.
So yeah, again, it's the only women's hunting and fishing magazine. It's nationwide and reaches Canada, but I'm actually in northern Minnesota.
Right.
So, and it's created completely by women, by experienced outdoor women, so for women. So yeah.
And where can people find out more about it?
AdventurousMagazine.com.
All right, thank you. And thank you to Dirk, our camera guy back there.
Thank you.
Now we're at the Wildlife Research Center booth. Melissa Bachman, how's it going?
It's going great. Having a wonderful day here.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
This is kind of you're kind of a fixture here at this booth, aren't you?
You know, I've always just really enjoyed coming back. This is my home state. You get to see so many people. And now for years I've been coming here. I don't even know how many years. It's been a lot. But I get to see kids come back year after year, show me their bucks, show me their pictures, see them grow, compare the pictures. It just makes for such a wonderful environment.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, people can come meet you here at this booth, and then you're also doing seminars here as well.
Yes, I've got seminars each day. Today I have two. So it's just a good way for people to sit down, relax their feet, kick back, and hopefully learn something that they can take back to learn in their hunting. And it's all about deer hunting. This year it's on 10 things to avoid this fall to make you a better hunter.
Okay.
So we cover everything from...
Give me one of the things to avoid.
You know, one of the things is talking about ways to bring bucks in front of your stand.
Okay.
So Wildlife Research Center's got this brand new golden rope. Well, I got to use it last year. I put it out. Within 2 days, I had bucks coming to it. So in the seminar, we talk about, you know, little things that you can do to draw the deer into your stand in front of your cameras to make you more successful.
All right. And what else have you got going on then outside the show?
So I've got a lot of hunts coming up. I've been on the show circuit all fall. You know, all of winter, since Christmas, I've been at a show every weekend. So this is kind of what I love to do. I love meeting people. We've got some great big hunts coming up this fall. Lots of new shows coming out. My show is Winchester Deadly Passion. Airs every Sunday morning year-round. So if they want to watch things, that's a great place to do it.
Now, I've been seeing this property listed, advertised quite a bit on social media. What am I looking at there? What is it?
So we did buy a new place called Bear Shield Lodge.
Yeah.
It's in Illinois. It's in West Central Illinois. It's actually near our hunting property. We don't let people come hunt our ground, but we let people stay there. So
okay.
We've had family reunions, corporate retreats. It's got 11 bedrooms, 9.5 bathrooms. Really cool place to stay. We brought our whole family down for Christmas. You can sleep 35 people in there.
Wow.
So it's a fun place, plus great fishing. People can get together, hang out, grill, enjoy the outdoors.
It looks like a nice place.
That's beautiful.
All right, where can we find out more about that or anything else that you got going on?
So you can go to bearshieldlodge.com to learn more there, or go to melissabachman.com, learn more about the show, or come out and visit.
All right, Melissa, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. All appreciate right. it.
We're with Sam Ellinger right now. What do you got going on here, Sam?
So we make all custom bronze products and a
wall space.
Yeah, for sure. Once your wall is full, you start getting these.
Wow. But and duck calls.
Duck calls, drawer pulls, different types of skulls and everything. We can practically make anything with any finish.
This is heavy.
Like, yeah.
So these are solid.
It's all bronze. That one's actually hollow.
This one's hollow.
Yep. Okay. But the antlers are solid.
Antlers are solid.
Yep.
What is one of those antlers weighing?
About 25 pounds.
25
yeah.
pounds.
Pretty
so tell me about your company a little bit. How long have you been doing this?
So this is kind of an expansion business, Bronze Bucks, that we started. But we're Brodine Studios. We make police, fire, and military statues.
Oh, really?
We've been doing it since the 70s. Started in Minneapolis. Now we're out kind of by Kimball.
Okay.
So we kind of specialize in, like I said, police, fire, military, miniatures, all the way up to life size.
So whose idea was it to get into the outdoor side of things?
Kind of me and my boss.
Okay.
We're both into hunting, so that, you know, if we can provide a customized product for somebody that is within a good price range, why not?
Are these your deer then?
No, I wish.
All right. These are really cool products. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
A lot of people may not realize that we have elk in Minnesota, not just elk, but big elk. And every so often you hear some stories about elk hunting in Minnesota that grab some headlines. And last year, the big story was a brother-sister duo, dynamic duo that had a lot of success elk hunting. So Gary and Char, and it's Gary
Przekles
and Char
Peterson.
All right. Tell me about these animals that you shot here behind us.
I can tell you there were residents for many years.
We knew of them. Okay.
Yep. All right. We've got several camera pictures over the last 5 years of this one and that one.
Tell me about
the morning. We actually passed it up, and then we decided. My son looked at his phone and he said, "I think we should go after it." And then the wind, we tried to follow it. It quit bugling. We couldn't locate it, so we backed out. Waited till that evening, and then shot it that evening about 250 yards. Waited 4 hours in the stand, and it came out just like it should have. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so tell me about your animal here.
My neighbor actually called the Saturday night. We were processing her elk, and my phone kept ringing, and I ended up looking at it at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "You got to come over," because he had a trail camera picture of Bruno here.
Bruno.
Well, anyway, we hunted him the next day, and we never saw him. And then everybody left the area because we had like 100 vehicles in our deer camp to look at hers. And neighbors and everybody. So then when I got quiet that morning, I heard him bugling in the woods, and I walked right by him because it was 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I had actually seen two other bull elk in a soybean field, and they were smaller. So I came back and I chirped them out of the woods with cow talk, and then I made the shot.
What did it score?
The score has been kind of iffy because he got scored before the taxidermist, and it was 4.13 3/8. It was the net score.
Okay.
And then after the taxidermist did his thing, the rack actually folded in. I lost 3 inches there and 3 inches somewhere else. I lost 6 inches.
Okay.
So I think it's 4.06 and something, or 4.07 something.
All right, and how about yours?
Mine is gross 3.68, but it had a lot of deductions. One side was bigger than the other, so it ended up not being Boone and Crockett, but it's 3.54 and some eighths.
Yep.
I can't remember the eighths. So I don't know what else.
Both amazing animals. Does this one rank anywhere?
It's the number one bull in for hunting in the state of Minnesota, and non-typical category.
Non-typical.
Yeah, it's the number
Man.
One non-typical. We've got pictures of him where this tine actually goes down.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago. And then we got pictures of him like 2 years ago where it sticks straight out. And then this year that I shot him.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. says it's not planning for any evacuation of Americans in Haiti, where violent gangs have seized control of most of the country. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's going to increase patrols in the Florida Keys to intercept any migrant boats.
And this is not really our responsibility. This is the federal government's responsibility.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie